Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's John Kuzma, your host, as always, of the EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle show, where we talk about all the news coming out of the NFL. And this is actually probably one of our better days, I guess you can say, in terms of the stories that we're going to break to you guys. First up, you know, the New York Jets got the best free agent running back available by signing Le'Veon Bell to a 4-year, $52 million deal. Sam Darnold and Bell will fly by defenses. The New York Jets needed Le'Veon Bell to make a decision quickly if the two sides were going to come to agreement, and ultimately Bell decided that the Jets' offer was too good to pass up. The former Pittsburgh Steeler and dual-threat running back will head to New York to join Sam Darnold in the offensive backfield. What's dangerous about those two is how versatile that group will be running and passing the football. Everyone knows what Darnold brings to the table, and he'll only get better with experience. When you put Le'Veon Bell next to him, it makes life so much easier for Darnold because Bell can take on such a heavy workload by himself. In fact, Bell touched the ball an astonishing 742 times during his final 2 years with the Steelers. You can give him handoffs in any direction or throw Bell checkdown passes, and he'll usually net positive yardage. Those are plays that will help build up New York's momentum on game day, and make no mistake about it, they're a much better football team after this acquisition. Adam Gase is an offensive-minded coach, but it takes talented players to execute the coach's vision. We know now all options are on the table when it comes to the playbook, and defenses will have to stay up at night game planning if they want to counter what Bell can do. After paying $52 million to acquire the 27-year-old running back, Gase should give his new weapon 30 carries a game. That's how you take the pressure off of Darnold, and when those linebackers creep up, it will open up those play-action passes. Everything starts with establishing a presence on the ground and then letting it. One thing is clear, though, the Jets are having a great offseason, and this is certainly a splash for their organization. So Le'Veon Bell sits out all 2018. Obviously, the Pittsburgh Steelers weren't very happy about that. Really hurt them. They don't make the playoffs. And then Le'Veon Bell ends up, you know, really just hanging out for the whole entire year, contemplating what his next move was going to be. We know now that the New York Jets made him the best offer. Le'Veon ultimately chose to go with that deal, cash in on his talents, opposed to maybe signing somewhere else where he thought maybe he could get a championship, or, you know, being on a team that was more of a contender, I guess you could say. But he goes to New York, and he's paired in the backfield with Sam Darnold, and Sam Darnold's going to get better. And we know he's just a very talented young quarterback. But Bell's so big for him because now you can get back to the fundamentals. And the fundamentals in football are running the ball. And what that does is the run sets up the pass, because now these linebackers are creeping forward. They're not getting to their hook zones fast enough. Even the safeties are kind of biting, you know, biting when it comes to their read steps and, you know, going forward initially when a team is running the ball, just trying to get down in the box and help out if needed. And what that does is, that's going to open up windows in the defense for Sam Darnold to take advantage of. And I think just having those two together is just so big for that offense. You know, Adam Gase, he's an offensive guy. He's going to make the most of it. And you better believe Le'Veon Bell is going to be leaking out of the backfield, catching checkdown passes left and right, catching screens, catching halfback fades for touchdowns, which we've seen him do in Pittsburgh. And that's so tough because a lot of teams like to play cover three and bail their corners. Well, when you have Le'Veon Bell and you're bailing your corners, that check down's there all day long. And Le'Veon's not just a guy who's going to catch it and get 2 or 3 yards. He's going to catch it, stiff arm someone's helmet off, and turn it into a 20-yard pickup. So I talked about the momentum that's going to provide on game day. He's going to inspire his teammates to fire up, and you know, they're going to believe they can win with Le'Veon Bell toting the pill. I think that's going to be huge for him. Hopefully he doesn't shut it down again like he did in Pittsburgh. Obviously, that was a little bit disturbing for all the football executives, and, you know, people were questioning his love for the game. Hopefully he doesn't get any trouble either. We've seen him be suspended a few times, too, in the past. So, you know, as a fan of the game and, you know, sports analyst writer and a writer, you know, and I'm talking about myself, I want to see Le'Veon Bell come back focused, ready to show the world that he can still play at a high level. And remember what I said, he had 742 touches over his final 2 years with Pittsburgh. This guy can carry, you know, almost 300 handoffs a year and then catch, you know, 80 balls. That's the type of workload this guy can take on. And basically, to me, what I see when I hear that is Sam Darnold not having to take as many sacks, you know, not having to be hurried or under pressure, because Le'Veon Bell is going to be the primary option in that offense, and they're going to just come up with creative ways to get him involved. Let's just hope he stays healthy. You know, they paid him a lot of money. You'd hate to see him get hurt or anything like that, but up to this point, good move. You know, the Jets, I've been so harsh on the Jets the last couple seasons. They got it right with the coaching staff. You know, Adam Gase, good offensive guy. Greg Williams, smart defensive guy. Then they're finally getting the pieces right. In this offseason alone, they get Jamison Crowder, Le'Veon Bell, and C.J. Mosley. Those are three good players. Very, very good haul for what they're trying to do. And the Jets are finally trending upward. You have to love what they're doing, and they have a high draft pick too. So there's more good things to come. This team isn't done yet. I think they're going to be better than we've seen in quite a bit. The next topic, and this one's also a blockbuster. You know, the Cleveland Browns trade for Odell Beckham Jr. and become one of the most dominant teams in the league. The dog pound will be rocking this year. It's not every day that a superstar wide receiver becomes available, but the New York Giants were okay with trading Odell Beckham Jr. if the price was right. That's where John Dorsey and the Cleveland Browns came into the picture. Dorsey traded a first-round pick, third-round pick, and Jabril Peppers for Beckham Jr. and put the rest of the league on notice. This almost feels like what the Los Angeles Rams were able to do last offseason. We all know how far they ended up going to the Super Bowl. While it's hard to tell if Cleveland will be able to make it through the AFC side of the playoff bracket, especially with New England over there, you have to believe the Browns will win the AFC North. Beckham Jr. brings instant offense to this group, and Baker Mayfield is such a gifted thrower of the football. Between Jarvis Landry and Beckham Jr., there's enough firepower there to really do some damage. There's mismatches all over the field, and Mayfield has enough moxie to make it all work. It should also be mentioned that Landry and Beckham Jr. are former college teammates and are actually friends outside of football. Hopefully that will help Beckham Jr. get past some of the struggles he had in New York. You know, winning takes care of everything, and right now the Giants and Browns are worlds apart. Let's face it, some of Cleveland's opponents are going to get exposed trying to keep up with this high-flying passing attack. It's been a long time coming for the people in Northern Ohio, but it's definitely been worth the wait because things are better than they've been in the last 25 years. Therefore, it's truly an exciting era for this franchise, and give Dorsey all the credit in the world. He took over the GM position and immediately brought a swagger to this ball club, and they never looked back. So, Odell Beckham Jr., we've been hearing for the past two seasons all the rumors that he was going to get traded, and Cleveland was always the top destination we were hearing. I think Odell went to the front office and said, if you're going to trade me anywhere, trade me to Cleveland, because he can reunite with Jarvis Landry One of his former coaches is also on the staff as a wide receiver coach who was down there, I think, at LSU with those guys too. So from a comfort standpoint, it's the perfect situation for Odell Beckham Jr. And the New York Giants, you know, they wanted to get something for Odell Beckham Jr. And, you know, I've seen all the media and the New York press ripping the Giants and all the fans ripping the Giants because, you know, they love Odell Beckham Jr. because he's a superstar. But this isn't that bad of a deal. They got a first-round pick, a third-round pick, and Jabril Peppers, who's a starting safety. To me, you know, I'm old enough to remember when Randy Moss got traded for a fourth-round pick from the Oakland Raiders to the New England Patriots. So to get a first-round pick where you can replace Odell Beckham Jr. with another first-round pick and also get a third-round pick and also get a starting safety who, if you follow Jabril Peppers at all, he's a supreme athlete. You know, seriously, he's an A-grade athlete. He returned punts in college. He played offense in college at Michigan. He's having a pretty decent career for the Browns. I think Cleveland just let Jabril go because there's so many safeties available on the market and they have the cap space to replace him. But it's not that bad of a deal for the Giants. You know, they have that early draft pick plus. I think this pick is, I think it's like 17th. That's two first-round picks. Dave Gettleman's going to be able to rebuild things there. It's not that bad of a deal, especially when you take into consideration that, you know, Antonio Brown just got traded for, what, a third and a fifth-round pick? So the Giants didn't do that bad. Don't listen to the media and the fans. That's why they're on the outside looking in. Trust the insiders. Trust the people who will tell you the truth. And I'm telling you right now, it's not that bad of a deal. Cleveland, on the other hand, they, you know, they give up a first and a third round pick and they give up Jabril Peppers, but, you know, they get a star wide receiver to pair with Jarvis Landry, two deadly weapons for Baker Mayfield who are going to help put up a ton of offense. Yeah, they lose Jabril Peppers on the back end of their defense, but I've been hearing whispers that a big safety is going to come to Cleveland too. Might be Eric Berry if he gets cut by Kansas City, maybe Earl Thomas, who knows, maybe one of the other guys out there, we're not sure. But I'll tell you what, if I'm the Cleveland Browns and I just put my team in playoff contention, I believe they will be a playoff team, I'm going and I'm doing everything I can. I'm pushing all my chips into the middle of the table and I'm making sure I sign Ndamukong Suh. Ndamukong Suh would put Cleveland over the top. I believe they would make it to the Super Bowl if they had Sue. They'd probably be able to beat out New England, an aging New England team. I mean, it'll be tough, though, because New England's going to get the Bennett brothers. So, you know, you never know. And with Tom Brady there, if he has a great year, who knows? But I think, you know, AFC championship game, at least if you get Ndamukong Suh, that's a deal you have to take. But give John Dorsey a ton of credit. He's already made season. Now gets Odell Beckham Jr. You know, last year he drafts Baker Mayfield and Denzel Ward. I mean, overall, he's doing a phenomenal job. Nobody can doubt that. I mean, he's restored Cleveland's faith in that football team. And it's going to be exciting to watch these guys. They are going to be dominant. They are going to win the AFC North. And, you know, they're going to be a problem for their opponents. Nobody wants to play the Cleveland Browns right now. You have to be happy for that fan base. You know, they go 0-16 with Hugh Jackson not too long ago. I think they were 1-15 after that. So just a brutal stretch. What a way to bounce back. Odell Beckham Jr. to the Cleveland Browns. Who would have thought, you know, Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr. both get traded this offseason and Le'Veon Bell winds up with the Jets. There's a reason why the NFL is the most entertaining sports league on the face of the planet. And it's because of moves like this. Just there's so much to follow. There's no true off season. You're always on the edge of your seat, you know, wondering what's going to come next, and it's just been an awesome ride. I'm John Kuzma. Check out endzoneblog.com. That's all we have today. I appreciate it. Take care. I'm signing off.